You are listening to WMIE, Bavard's home for the very best in contemporary, modern praise and worship music, 91.5 FM.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
We are off and running another day here in beautiful Brevard County, Florida. Hello there, folks. My name's Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida. And we would love to invite you out. Listen, I forgot to mention this on yesterday's program, but we're just a couple of days away from having a special Sunday night service at 6:30 p.m. The Stevens family is going to be ministering in song. And we want to invite you out for that. There's no admission fee. We will be taking a love offering for them as they come. But we would love to invite you out. They have, I don't know what they're doing this year, but in the past they've done some traditional songs as well as some songs that they've written. And I'm assuming that we will have some of that same type of format on Sunday night. So we want to invite you out to that. That'll be 6:30 p.m. Want to also invite you out to our Sunday morning services. Sunday school's at 9:30, worship's at 10:30, and we would love to have you come and be a part of what God is doing. Also, we want to say thank you to the folks at Wyrick Air, 321-632-9538, 321-632-9538. Wyrick Air deals primarily with air conditioning systems, heating systems, and the electrical fields, where they have been providing professional sales, services, and repairs for over 40 years. They work in residential and light commercial settings. They provide emergency service when necessary. They always strive to provide you with the best service possible at an affordable price. So write this number down, 321-632-9538. That's Wyrick Air, W-E-I-R-I-C-H, based in Rockledge, Florida. They travel all throughout Brevard County. They deal with all types of systems, whether it's traditional compressing units and air handlers, or whether it's package units, mobile home units, mini split systems. They deal with all of those. So before you find yourself in need of their services, give them a call, 321-632-9538. And you may have an experience like I've had on occasion where we had a problem at church and all it was a broken wire. That is a wonderful thing. Little bitty, teeny, tiny little wire. I don't know that you can make wires much smaller than that wire was, but... That's what it ended up being. And so you might try and convince yourself it's something major. It might be something minor. They can help take the guesswork out of that and get you up and running in a very timely manner. Wyrick Air, 321-632-9538. Tell them you heard about them on the Refresh Radio program. Let's go to Psalm 119, verse number 36 today. We're going to read verse 36 through 40. On yesterday's program, we talked about asking God to teach us, to give us understanding, and to make us walk in the path of his commandments. Verse number 40 says here, God, incline my heart to your testimonies and not to covetousness. Turn away my eyes from looking at worthless things and revive me in your way. Establish your word to your servant who is devoted to fearing you. Turn away my reproach, which I dread, for your judgments are good. Behold, I long for your precepts. Revive me in your righteousness. So today we are going to be looking at this in verse number 40, where God has the initial response, and it's this: incline my heart to your testimonies and not to covetousness. You see, before Jesus comes into our heart and into our lives, because of our sin nature that all of us are born with, we weren't created initially with it. That's something that happened as a result of the fall of man in the garden. But that fall changed the inclination of our hearts. Now, here's what I can tell you, that through the years, people whose hearts are inclined in a proper manner, there ends up being peace, there ends up being unity, there ends up being joy, there ends up being fruitfulness. But people whose hearts are inclined in an ungodly manner, there ends up being strife and discord and frustration and eventually separation. So I tell people, don't be surprised when sinners act like sinners. You can't be surprised by that. So verse number 36 shows us that the heart of the unrepentant, the unforgiven, that those hearts are inclined to covetousness. In other words, they are constantly looking for more. They are looking at what other people have, and they are coveting what they've got instead of looking to the Lord of the harvest as to what he can provide custom for them. And so there's got to be a seismic spiritual shift that takes place to get us from being inclined or leaning towards covetousness to get us to where we are inclined to the testimonies of God. What has God said? What has he testified to? What has he done? What is it that we read about in the scriptures? What is it that we've heard from other people in the community of faith? What is it that God has done? We want to be inclined towards that. I can tell you that in Psalm 119, this section of Psalm 119, that there is an adjustment that when it is made, you know, when God teaches us his ways, gives us understandings, we obey wholeheartedly, and we walk in the path of his commandments with delight, that as the heart is shifted positionally, that revival is one of the things that results from that. So we have to make a decision. Are we going to allow God to be a hands-on God within us? Or are we going to say, no, I want to continue to look for the things of the world, even though my mouth is saying these one thing, I'm sitting here being faced with the reality, excuse me, that being inclined towards covetousness, I cannot at the same time be inclined to the testimonies of God. I remember the time when God shared with me. He said, I've been better to you than you could have ever been to yourself. And it's like, that is very true. That is very, very true. The world tends to think exactly the opposite of that. The devil, who is a deceiver, has people convinced that God is trying to hold out on them the way that he presented his deception to Eve. Now, Eve, you know that that's just not the way that it is. God is holding out because if you partake of this tree, then you are going to be like God. No, you are not going to be like God if you partake of that tree. You are going to deprive yourself of the daily fellowship with God that God has with you right now. That was the reality, but the deception caused them to think that God was not as good a provider as what they were going to be to themselves. So there has to be this shift. And I remember being in a conversation with one person at one point in time, and they said that a person had commented to them that there was something wrong with them physiologically because they weren't walking the same way that they were before. And the person wasn't a doctor. They just know what this person normally walked like, and they now know that they were walking differently. My wife had major surgery a little over a year ago, and thank God there have been no complications or side effects or ramifications from that. Like, she didn't have an infection, she didn't have any nerve damage, and so when she actually saw the surgeon months after that surgery, he said, "You are an anomaly." And she said, "What do you mean?" He said, "We just don't have patients that have the extensive surgery that you had. It was 9.5 hours. We don't have people that have the type of surgery that you had that don't have some sort of issue." And she said, "Well, I have three things to say about that. First of all, I had a lot of people who were praying for me. And second, I had a great surgeon. And third, I have an even greater God." And the surgeon said, "I really like that." So I can tell you that your testimony is very, very important. It can shift people from bitterness to hopefulness. It can shift people from hopelessness to hopefulness. It can shift people from thinking that they don't deserve anything good in this life to thinking the way that God wants them to think. Your testimony is very, very important. So ever since before that appointment and after that appointment, my wife will ask me pretty frequently, am I standing right? Is my posture still the way that it was? You see, because of all of the reinclining that had to take place inside of her, and after all of the pain that she endured to go through that, she never wants to have to go through that again. And so she is constantly asking, am I still inclined the way that I am supposed to be inclined? And so if she's out of position, I'll tell her, and she'll make the adjustment. I can tell you this, that when God delivers you from covetousness to the testimonies of God, the quality of your life is getting ready to improve dramatically. Let's look at the next one. This one here is an "oh me" statement. It's just curl your toes up because, you know, the Word of God is getting ready to make an impact. I tell people, you know, there are certain things in the Word of God that when you read them, you're either going to say amen, oh me, or something that you're going to have to repent of. Verse number 37 says this: God, turn away my eyes from looking at worthless things and revive me in your way. Turn away my eyes from looking at worthless things and revive me in your way. The New Testament talks about the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the boastful pride of life. The eyes, especially for guys, the eyes are one of the most influential portals of our lives as far as influence goes that we have. We tend to be very visually oriented. And so we have to guard our eyes, especially, you know, when you are in Florida, you have to be very intentional about guarding your eyes. Job said that he had made a covenant with his eyes not to be looking at young women. And so when I was in the shoe industry, I'm no stranger to being bivocational. I remember that there was this one customer that came into the store, and they were looking for shoes, and we weren't the type of shoe store that, you know, we pointed you to the rack and say, okay, let me know when you're ready to check out. That wasn't us at all. We measured your feet. You know, we told you what we had. It was a full service shoe store. And when this lady came in, I wasn't normally the type of person that would tell my staff who got to wait on a customer. You know, they would normally work out a rotation unless things were busy. But on this particular occasion, I said, okay, I'm just going to make up a name. Sally, you go take care of her. Because I wasn't going to set my staff up, and I certainly wasn't going to set myself up for dealing with that particular individual. The clothing that they wore in was not going to be good for the eyes. And so I said, okay, I need one of you ladies to go and take care of that. You and I, we've got to make sure that we are guarding what we look at. The Bible tells us that we are to fix our eyes upon Jesus. To fix our eyes upon Jesus. Let me just turn right over to that passage just so that I can read it for you. Let's see. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse number 1, therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Okay, so the eyes are very important. Now, ladies, you also have to guard your eyes because there are certain industries that have set themselves up to increase their sales by appealing to your eyes. And that's gotten even more powerful with the internet. So, you know, sometimes it seems like you can just be thinking about a product and not even mention it to anybody, and then all of a sudden you log on to your homepage on your internet browser, and all of a sudden there's ads all over the place of the things you were just thinking about. And so you've got to really guard your eyes, because, you know, my pastor, he had a funny saying that he preached in a sermon one time. This was before his wife had passed away, and he said, my wife has saved us so much money, we're almost bankrupt. You know, that, and I don't know that she was that, that much of a shopper. I think that was more or less just a joke, but, you've got to realize just because something's on sale doesn't mean you've got to have it right this moment. By the way, I will tell you, March the 25th, we are going to have a Be a Blessing yard sale at Merritt Assembly of God, and we are going to be blessing the community. We're gonna have all sorts of stuff that is available. It's going to be 8 o'clock of the morning. Come and be a part of that. I'm sure you will find something that can be a blessing to you. So back to this, turn away my eyes from looking at worthless things. I remember when television first started coming about, that there was all sorts of people raging against television. Now you can log on to the Christian station and watch the programming that people were railing about then. But you've got to be careful. The word worthless here means worthless, non-consequential, unrestrained, false, destructive, and empty. I used to be a, well, I say used to be, I used to be a news junkie that I could walk in the door and I could watch the 5 o'clock news broadcast, the 5:30, the 6 o'clock, the 6:30, the 10, the 10:30, and the 11 o'clock news. They just kept going on and on, and they would tease with a new article, and it's, oh, I've got to see what that is. And I found out that they were sharing with me, you know, basically worthless information at times. And so I don't ever hardly watch the news. About the only time I ever watch the news now is if there's a weather-related event. And even then, even for that short season, it's like, now I remember why I don't like to watch the news. Doesn't mean that I keep my head in the sand and I don't know what's going on in the world, because I do. I just am not going to watch worthless things. So to me, we have to say, God, what do I want to look at? What do I want to focus on? I want to focus on things that are valuable. I want to focus on things that are going to be things of faith. I want to focus on things that are going to edify, that are going to provide me with intellectual increase or spiritual increase. Those are the things that we need to watch and fix our eyes on. But this world system that we are in is constantly trying to get our attention fixated on things that are worth less than God is. And so... originally it was a 30 minute program or an hour long program. You know, there was an hour and a half long movie. I remember there was one movie that came out and it went on for a long period of time. And, I remember that my daughter took us to, see one of the Lord of the Rings movie, and it went on forever. I thought we had ended the movie six times. I got up to leave three times, and then I realized, you know, they're not ending this yet. They're just getting ready to transition. I was never so glad to get out of that movie in all of my life, because it was long. And now if they say, you want to watch this movie? No, I don't want to waste that much time of my life. I'm not saying that there are not going to be things that you can watch that are going to bring you pleasure. There are sporting events that I've watched and things like that, but there is a strategy that is being employed by technology now to get you addicted by your eyes to the things that you see. And they may not be long stretches, you know, now with the reels and the shorts and the videos and things like that, all without mentioning any trademark names or anything like that. They are designed to captivate your attention for just a moment and then move on to the next one for just a moment. And I've had people say, and before you know it, hours of your day are gone. And I want to ask you this. What has the value been? Has it been worth less than Jesus or worth more than Jesus? And so if you find yourself addicted to your telephone or addicted to your computer or addicted to television or addicted to sports or addicted to, you know, let's go ahead and address some of the other things. If you find yourself addicted to pornography, listen, those things are by design of the enemy to get you distracted from the Word of God to where you are looking at worthless things. Now, what happens? What does life look like if you allow God to shift you from focusing on worthless things to priceless things, the treasure of the kingdom, focusing on Jesus, focusing on His Word, focusing on ministering to those who need to hear about Jesus? What does that look like? Well, that's the conclusion there in verse number 37 is this: and revive me in your way, or revive me and your words. Revival happens. So what is your focus going to be on? I think the standard is, well, is it sinful or is it not sinful? I think that standard needs to be elevated to which is the greater use of my time. The time I spend focusing on His Word or the time I focus on what these other people are wanting me. And let me tell you, the reason that they want you to focus on that is because it makes them money. The reason Jesus wants you to focus on Him is because He sends revival to build His church, to build His kingdom. You know, so there's two aspects. There's the inclination where God shifts us, and then there is the focus that comes from our visual input. What are we turning our eyes to? I pray that today that you would be shifted away from covetousness to the Word of God, to the testimonies of God, and I pray that your eyes would be shifted from looking at worthless things to looking at the One who created you for His glory and for His praise. The result? God, revive me in your way. Revival doesn't come because God does things our way. Revival comes because we're doing things His way. And He says, when that happens, life, supernatural life, is going to come. And believe me, Brevard County needs the supernatural life of God. God bless you. You have a great day. We'll see you next time right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."
Sick and tired of being sick and tired. Had as much of you as I can take. I'm so done, so over being afraid. I've gone through the motions, I've been back and forth. I know that you're thinking you've heard this before. I don't know how to say it, so I'm just gonna say it, yeah. Fear you don't understand.